Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, July 10th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the eviction of vendors in Harare.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-54940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voezimbabwe.com, at www.voeshona.com, and at www.voendebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about Zimbabwe's attempts to evict vendors from cities.
And vendors claimed today that their goods and stalls were destroyed by Harare Municipal Police, a claim that was rejected by council officials.
The government says local authorities should remove vendors from central business districts, which it says are now in eyesore.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077.
You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 1-202-465-0318. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and our email address is studio7news@voanews.com. Yeah, Zuluganda ba lingal chona jan lapel kona chonga u chona jan lawen foot.
Ang ya pilan foot.
Ah, boni ye. Yeah, so ge uta beskoka ngalu lam chanje. Ikonoko okambelana laba tengisa estalatin. Sizuluguti e arare kona ngale kuno ku chiswa pela e imfumfu zabola ba abatengisa yo. So abantu laba ching uti man seli chisi imbatazet. Bati po melbenzin. So ke sizwile njalo I council sithi bona bachisanga lutho bona bakwenzileyo ukuthi basusa abantu labana bebasusile bafundi bayihlala endaweni ezizo so ke kodwa bayajola lapho ukuthi ususa konokana ikho ngani akuhambi kahle ufuna ukuzita abantu bathini ngakho lokumfundo
ndizozo wongu Gibbs mvunzo mkuru waamo vanhu ndiwe kuti kana kanzuriisiro yaita izvi ndiyana aita izvi nyaya tiri kutarisa nhasi inyaya yekuti vari kutengesa mumigwagwa vamuka kusendiseni wakawana zvinhu zvavo zvichinzi zvapiswa muguta reHarare asi mvunzo mukuru ndiye kuti ndiyana apisa nekuti kanzuro iri kuti aiwa isu hatina kupisa zvinhu zvevanhu tiri kungoti vanhu budai mumugwagwa zvisina nharo zvisina kumanikidzana ndonyaya yatoda kuti kurukure nhasi zvaita kuti koke mutauriri mukuru wekanzuro yeHarare vaMichael Chideme vanoi vatinenge tiinavo pachirongwa chino Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Jonga, and I think we now have got Mr. Michael Chideme. He was the principal communications manager in Harare. Good evening and welcome to the program, Chideme.
Good evening.
Thank you very much. Tell us, what is the situation like right now in Harare?
The situation in Harare is we are very happy with progress on the ground. Mm-hmm. We are happy with members of the informal sector who are complying with our city bylaws of 2014, which state that the informal sector should trade from different sites, and also the recent government directive that we should stick to our bylaws. I hear you are talking about an act of arson which happened last night.
Yes.
Concerning the goods of the informal sector.
Mm-hmm.
We are equally concerned as Harare City Council that property belonging to the informal sector was destroyed. And the allegations that you are trying to put to council are baseless and unfounded, because as a local authority, our aim is to empower the informal sector so that they can better fend off for their families, they can sustain their families. So anything that destroys the livelihood of the informal sector is something that will concern us very, very much.
Mm. Yeah, good job for it.
Vachideme ndinoimba hangu kuti nerurimi rwechirungu mapindura nyaya yekuti ndiani anganga akapisa zviro izvi, asi nerurimi rwaamai vangadawo kunzwa kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei pasapo, nekuti tinoona vanhu vese vari kungoti kanzuru ndo yakanganisa, kanzuru ndo yaita chakati, saka tati kudaidzei munge muchibatsira kujekesa mamiriro akaita zvinhu.
Mamiriro akaita zvinhu pa ground ndeyekuti kanzuru hasi kudzokera kumashure kuti vanhu vaende kunotengesera panotenderwa. Pane rimwe shoko ramambotaura rekuti kubvisa vanhu mucentral business district, kanzuru haisi kubvisa vanhu mucentral business district. Tine nzvimbo dzekutengesera dziri mucentral business district. Tiri kuti vanhu ngavaende panzvimbo idzodzo dzinotenderwa kutengesera vari. Saka nyaya yekuti vanhu vari kubviswa mucentral business district iri part of the misinformation iri kuitwa, yakangofanana nemisinformation yekuti kanzuru ndoyapisa zvinhu. Kwete, handizvo. Sekanzuru tiri kutoshushikanawo zvikuru kuti kune vanhu vauya vakapisira vanhu zvinhu zvavo zvavanotengesa. Mapurisa inyika ari kutotarisawo nyaya iyoyo, nyaya yaripotwa kumapurisa. Saka isusu tiri kutotarisirawo kuti tizoti kumapurisa kuchabuda kuine nyaya yekuti ndiani aita izvi, zvinhu zvakaibva kudai.
Ivo vemasangano anomirira vanotengesa avo vambozamawo here kubatana nemi nhasi kuti mukurukurewo nezvedambudziko iri, nokuti tinonzwa kuti vamwe vari kuti hapana urongwa hwakanyatsojeka hwekuti tizive kuti munhu ari kuenda kunotengesera papi mushure mekunge awana kadhi rake.
Urongwa hwakajeka zvakanyanyisa kuti munhu anonotengesera papi. Chichomo chiri kutaurwa nevanhu ndechekuti vamwe vari kuti kwamuri kutiendesa kunenge kusina macustomers. Asi mukachitanga kutaura nevanhu vanoziva bhizinesi, vagara mubhizinesi rekutengesa, vari kutaura ivo kuti bhizinesi ndio vanofanira kutocreata maketi, vaikoko vaakutengesa zvinhu zvavo, vanhu vachavateera. Nzvimbo dzatakapa kuti vanhu vaine vanotengesera inzvimbo dzinosvikika nevanhu vakawanda, nokuti dziri mumigwagwa mikuru inopinda nekubuda muguta. Ndikakupai mufananidzo wepakona paseke naCrips kuCoca-Cola uko. Inzvimbo huru yekuti munhu wese anobva kwaseke, munhu wese anobva kuchitungiza, anobva kuAppways, anobva kumarondera, anobva kwamutoko, anobva kwamurewa, vanopfuura naipapo. Inzvimbo yekuti vanhu vanogona kufamba kubva pakati peguta kuenda ipapo. Bayside, Acadia, Sunningdale, Umbare, vanhu vanokwanisa futi kufamba netsoka kuenda kunotenga ikoko. Uyezve nzvimbo iyi ine pekukwirira nepekuburukira mabhazi aripo pakatorukira pakagadzirwa kudhara. Tiri kuisazve holding bay ikoko, saka ende kune indastry iriko. Saka inzvimbo iri very good for business. Saka aya mashoko evanhu vari kungotaura sechirongwa chiri kuitika chavanenge vasina havo pamwe confidence yekuti zvinochitozwa papundutso. Asi tikuti kwavari ngavawane confidence yekuti kanzuru haimbovarasisi, inovaisa panhu pane business, nokutinga kuti vanhu ivava vakwanise kubhadhara marendi avo, vakwanise kubhadhara mvura yavo yavanoseenzesa, vakwanise kubhadhara mari yavo yemabhini, vaienda panhu panenge paine business. Endewo tiri kuti vakabva pavari kutengesera iye zvino panova pamberi pezvitoro, vanoita kuti vezvitorowo vakwanise kuattracta macustomers avo akafanirana navo. Ivo avo macustomer oenda kwavo kwavanenge vari. Handiti nzvimbo nenzvimbo yese ine yatinoti pachirungu maland uses. So land use yezending tavapa, land use yemashopu vana okay vana barbers iripo, yemabank iripo, land use yekwira mabhazi iripo, yekutambirwa bhora iripo. Saka munhu nemunhu ngaende kune land use yake kuti akwanise kunge achiita business lake ari ikoko.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chidema. What is this saying? Some of the things?
Oh, he's literally saying that it's not true that the council has anything to do with the arson that occurred during the night or early this morning. And also, he put it straight that the council is not kicking out vendors from the CBD because these designated sites are also in the CBD. So it's just a matter of you go to where you belong. Those who play soccer go to Rufaro or Gwanzura. Those the bigger chain stores, they have their places. And those who are selling whatever they're selling, this is the time for them to go to where they belong, where they should be selling from. Not that they are being kicked out of the CBD. And also, if you start your shop, people will follow you depending on what you are offering.
So he's saying if you are playing plastic soccer, don't go to Kwanzura and Rufaro Stadium and PF.
No, that's soccer. I think you belong there too.
Plastic, you know the plastic.
He didn't mention what type of waste, but the fact is, he's saying people should know where they are following the bylaws.
Perfect. Now, let's bring in Mr. Promise Mkwananzi, coordinator of the Zimbabwe Informal Sectors Organization, and Mr. Joshua Muhambi, spokesman for the MTC, led by Professor Welshman Ngobe. Gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Mr. Mkwananzi, can you hear us very well there?
Loud and clear.
Yeah, okay. Mr. Muhambi, can you hear us? Yes, so we'll start with you, Mr. Mkwananzi. Briefly, tell us what is going on right now in Harare.
Well, I'm very much excited by the statement from the council spokesperson. I'd like to respond to that, if you may allow me.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I'm very, very happy with what the spokesperson of the council has said. That it is not council that bent the ways of vendors. I think you saw our statement yesterday where we queried that the people who were in council uniforms were actually not municipal councillors. And the statements which are coming from the spokesperson of council are very clear that it's not council that has bent this thing. And we maintain our view that it is actually members of the army camouflaged in municipal police uniform who have done this. Number two, we want to make a council position on the issue of vending. Because as far as we are concerned, the mayor of Harare is very clear that the vendors should not be moved in an abrupt and impulsive manner. There must be consultative processes which must lead to a framework that will ensure that when vendors move, we would have dealt with some of the issues that are in dispute as we speak. The issue of strategic markets, for example. When you're talking about putting the people in the CBD, which areas would we want to put them at? As far as we are concerned, as far as the vendors are concerned, we want to see the area around Surface Street zoned up to the vendors area, the area around Copacabana, area around Mbeneanda, and the area around Surface Street, to name but just a few of those places. Those are the places where we think that if you zone them off and make them vending zones, you get order there, the vendors will be very, very, very happy. And number three, is the issue of the land use which he is referring to. Actually, our belief is that if you look at the developed world, if you look at Amsterdam, London, Washington, we actually have the CBD gradually moving out of the typical banks and other major commercial units, gradually moving out of the inner city into the fringes of the city, and leaving the inner city for purposes of vending and other such businesses, tourist attraction, for example. If we're talking about Amsterdam, it's a very typical modern global city, which is some of those characteristics that I'm talking about.
So we'll cut you short there. We'll cut you short there, Mr. Mkwananzi. So,
One more point to make.
Just, we are giving you 10 seconds so that we can actually interact.
Let me use those 10 seconds.
Yes.
The politicization and corrupt practices around the registration process must be addressed. The humanities of this world they have the right to go and register themselves, their relatives, and their party affiliates ahead of the real vendors. We need the most, those market stores. And lastly, the bylaw that is referring to, they are unconstitutional, they are inherited from the colonial system, they are outdated and irrelevant. They need to be revisited.
Thank you very much. Let's get back to Mr. Mohambi. Baba Mohambi, usak uzuko na kwen?
Senko na lokali nkumanje, kodwa ngikhona.
Hayi, inkinga silayo ukuthi ke ukungena khona phezulu babo vele kuyahlupa. So, yabe lokhu iqhumeka ifoni yakho, so ungasigcone kangaka umnumzane.
Okay.
Yes, okay, sifuna ukuchaya ngesintu lapho ukuthi okwenzakala emadolobheni lapha lina lithini njengebandla ngakhona.
There is nothing wrong with the vendor and vending. That's the starting point. Mm. The problem is the issues around vending and the way it reflects on Zimbabwe as a failed state. Abantu abatshona ezitridini, ogogo, omama, abantwana nabobaba, umbuzo ukuthi kusasa sikhangelele ukuba nesizwe bani esikhulela esridini. Ugogo kumele ukuthi ngawe usekhaya kumbe usendlini exoxela abantwana inganekwane, kodwa usesridini uthengisa izimisi. Ngoba ilizwe lehlulekile ukudala ukuthi ugogo lo abe ne-pension ngoba ufundise for 40 years. Right? The next thing, umntwana ukhulele esridini, ufundani esitridini, ngumuntu bani ongaisizwe sakusasa. So the bottom line is a Zimbabwean failed state engakwaziyo ukunakekela umfelokazi, intandane nesalukazi. Okay? Yeah. Go back to also the issue of vending. There is no civil protection. Nxa kungathi impahla njengalokho okubaliswe eHarare, uthi impahla zabantu ubani ozibhadalayo. Kulimala abantu ukuya esibhedlela kulezi nsuku kuyadura okubi, vele siphila sisesaba ukugula ngoba esibhedlela kungeneki. Nxa usulimele impahla zakho zisitsha kumbe utshawa lipholisa, ubani obhadalela iindleko zakho zokulimala? Siqhubekele phambili sithi khona abantu laba abakuthiwa ngama-vendors abathengisa imikambo labo khothama lani lani, ngoba bafuna ukuphila. Ukhona ozaba lesicebo lokuba lisigebenga abasebenzise ukwenza izinto ezingasisi phambili. Into okumele ukuthi uhulumende ayenze, okumele ukuthi ngawe uyayenza, yikudala isimo sokuthi abantu benze amabhizinisi. I-government awumelanga inqolo ngokuthi sina sizadala imisebenzi engu-2 million. Uhulumende sikhuluma khathesi, so ulohlupho lokuhohlisa laba abaqhathileyo. Labo othi uzadala imisebenzi engu-2 million uzabahohlisa ngani? Umsebenzi kahulumende ukudala lokho kuthiwa i-environment eza kwenza abantu badale imisebenzi, badale amabhizinisi.
10 seconds, baba. 10 seconds, yeah. 10 seconds, Katis.
Timekeeper.
Okay. Umsebenzi kahulumende ekudala i-environment enza abantu banelise ukudala amabhizimusi azakwenza kuqhatshwa abantu, kulokuthi uhulumende athi uzaqhatshwa abantu enisehluleka ukubhadalelana abanabo. Vele uhulumende sikhala ngokuthi u-bloated. Nxa uqhube udala imisebenzi uthi uzabaholisa ngani labo bantu esuleka ubaholisa ngenangomele baholea?
Yeah, isikhathi ngendee, baba Mhambi, ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana. So what you are saying is that the government should actually create a conducive environment for creating jobs, you know. So he says, you know, having grandmothers, having children all on the streets is not fair to Zimbabweans.
That's a true statement. But I think I can try to go back to Mr. Chideme. Mr. Chideme, from the pictures that we saw and the people we've spoken to, it seems as if they were keeping their goods overnight at a council premise. Is this so?
There is a footbridge just across town house where they kept their goods, yes.
So were these people paying to the council, or it was just the council providing them?
No, they were not paying to council. They were paying to their own hired security guards so they were not paying anything to council.
But the council provided that facility to them to use?
No, council did not provide that facility for them to use. They invaded the facility.
And also, Mr. Mkwananzi said that they are not 100% sure whether the police, the municipal police that is cleaning up the streets, the details are truly municipal policemen, but some infiltrators. What's your reaction to this?
I think, we only deploy municipal police officers to do municipal duties. We don't deploy outsiders, and we don't deploy people who are not on our payroll. So we only deploy our municipal police officers.
Thank you. Stay on the line, Mr. Chidema. We have a caller, Gibbs. To hand out our Neri Mirwa, my name is Shona. Mkoma Daniel Bawua, Baruku Botswana. Maswara say Mkoma Daniel.
Kwenye infoni yake simani.
Narea, inenge ya veyango tiza. Unogo na mbupinda, Gibbs.
Yes, inge nakuwe, Baba Mkwananzi, ukwane kumwene?
Mkona.
Yes, so nga sasika angela Baba Mkwananzi lapa, umzuru ubaba ya kuluma lapa. Uti ama polisa angani alikichimisa kuna hapo. Nga vela ku kansili. Kasibo laba o aba vela ku ami. Kumbe ngiti ama putelizwe. Kampo ngati nga kono kwa mafichani zibili. Sekone wa 1 minute kwa miskati sasa mbili wa.
Ula mangu ndota loto mjimi nkomba manga. Ama polisa la ya kwa ati jimisa wanti dorope. Ati kwe ama informe kansila. So ma polisa kansil. Aba nga wanda wa sese nje kwa napa vatetwe. Kwa maanya ma department ya kansila. Ume nilewe mentena manzi. Umentena ama service afuneka ku service bagqokiswa ama imicimbi bahlanga nje noma amasotsha yibo abantu abagijimisa abantu edolobheni leharayi lapho.
Mr. Chidema, I think you can hear Mr. Mkwana saying that he's maintaining that some of those municipal police are actually people that are sourced from the army. He's maintaining that position.
Yeah, he has a right to maintain his own views. Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is Harare City Council does not deploy people who are not under its employ. We only deployed the municipal police.
But you said yourself that it's not you who deployed the people that bent the way. It's not you. So someone deployed them. And definitely it's not you. It definitely follows that it's not council, the police.
Mr. Dileme?
Hello. Yes.
Can you react to that?
I still maintain my stance as Harare City Council. All the officers who were in our uniform are municipal police officers.
Mm-hmm. So the people who bend the ways of the vendors, it's not council. It is the army. It is some of the criminals within the state who are carrying out these extrajudicial duties.
Mr. Mohambi, can you be some, can you mediate between these two gentlemen? Mr. Mohambi?
A quick summary.
Yes.
I think we should be looking at policy issues. We make policies around employment creation. Now, as we talk to families, we are leave these vendors, do this and that.
Mm-hmm.
It is telling me that there's a crisis of credibility in terms of e-government really issue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who, which policemen first vendors and so forth and so on. We are saying who actually encourages this mess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mess in terms of your hygiene, mess in terms of your socialization, mess in terms of the kind of citizen you are looking at. So its problem is beyond what we see, which is Anikosanitabani or who chest who. The mess is in terms of policy making.
Mm-hmm.
We should have clear processes of policy making in terms of employment creation and so forth. It's more at the superstructure level. Mm-hmm. So, these are basic symptoms of the failed state. I don't know how many times that can be emphasized. We have failed as a state. We have failed to manage the movement. Yabantu. We have failed to create jobs. We have failed to create an environment that respects humanity. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. So, thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you. Stay on the line, Mr. Mhambi. Mkoma Daniel, va dzoka parunare. Mkoma Daniel.
Murofara here.
Ndiri mupenyu mukoma tinofarawo zvikuru tichikugamuchirai pachirongwa chedu muchinga muchiuya kunotitsigira. Zvii zvamungada kutaurirawo vana veZimbabwe vakateerera pane ino nguva?
Ini muchidimbu ndiri kudhiraivha hangu iko zvino izvi ndikurwadzikana pamusoro penyaya iri kuitika.
Zvino mukoma hatinyanyokurudzira vanenge vachityaira kuti vange vari parunhare nguva imwe chete.
Ichokwadi muri kutaura chinhu chakanaka but zvangu ndinetsa kuti chirongwa ichipfuurisa ndaisa shoko rangu. Pana clips pavari kutaura vavakirwa here zvimbuzi nenzvimbo dzakanaka dzekuti vanokwanisa kushandira ipapo?
Vachidebe hanzi nzvimbo dzamuri kutaura dzese dzaane zvimbuzi here nezvinodiwa kuti vanhu vange vachishandirapo? Vachidebe
zvimbuzi zviripo.
Mukoma Daniel, ndofunga muri kunzwa hanzi zvimbuzi zviripo zvekuti vanhu vange vachishandira. Dambudziko iri mukoma Daniel, pane vamukwana nzimira yanyu tichakupai mukana. Regai timbonzwa kuna mukoma Daniel. Taida kuti mukoma Daniel mutibatsire vamuhambe vasimudza shoko rakanaka kwazvo kuti tingaswera tichipedza nguva nekubvunzana kuti ndiani atandanisa mumwe, tichidzoka tichiramba tichingotenderera tichitandanisana. Dambudziko iri rekuti kushayikwa kwemabasa ringapedzwa sei mukoma Daniel?
Dambudziko haringapere kana maindustry edu asingashandi. Dambudziko riripo iko zvino izvi ndechekuti nyaya iri mukati menyika iri kutadzisa vanhu kuti vararame nenyaya yekuti havana chekubata. Pamusoro pezvo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Daniel, vari kutyaira, regai tivazorodze.
Yeah, maybe he was taking a corner or something.
Ndizvozvo. Kana foni yanga yakaiswa panze yabva yadona.
Let's hope
tinoiba kuti vari kutyaira zvakanaka. Ndizvozvo. Saka nyaya vari kutaura ndeyekuti iyo the government should employ, should create employment.
That's right.
And we recall that it promised 2 point something million jobs or 2 million jobs. And I'm not sure whether vending is part of that 2 million jobs.
So let's talk to Mr. Mkwalazi. You are itching to say something. Can you say that something, right?
Five, three things, my brother.
But first, eh?
Number one, Mr. Chin must clarify the position of council. Because the mayor and his executive are very clear. And I think that his remarks are in total contradiction of the position of the Harare City Council as pronounced by the mayor. Number two, the burning of the well, if it's not council who burned it, that becomes the greatest question of the day. Who did it? And for what purpose? And we maintain that we believe that there is an underhand that is working in cahoots with the state to decimate the vendors in the cities, not for the purposes of cleaning the city as it is alleged, but rather because of a deep-seated paranoia within the state that the proliferation of vendors because of the economic hardship may lead to a political instability of some sort.
Thank you very much. We also have got some messages on WhatsApp and Facebook. I'll just read one or two messages on Facebook. One of those messages is from Tamsanga Mlilo. You know, he writes, the people who deserve the eviction is the government, not hard-pressed citizens who are trying to survive. So I think that's one of the messages that we're getting.
Yeah.
Do you have any message?
No,
we've got a caller right now.
Yes.
And this caller is Mr. Caspian. Caspian, kunjan.
Ngiyaphila kunjani baba?
Isiphile kakhulu, wena ungapi khona?
Ngise Johannesburg, South Africa.
Awubone ke bamba khona apho ungayika chana siyaphenduka kuwe ngamafutshane baba.
All right.
Yes, Joga, I think we wish to say goodbye to our radio listeners and now we are streaming live. If you wish to join the show, visit us at www.voazimbabwe.com. That website again, www.voazimbabwe.com. For our guests, Mr. Promise Mkwananzi, Mr. Joshua Mhambi, and Mr. Michael Chideme, please stay on the line. And Baba Konapo Caspian, now Bambi Konapo. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.
Ongu, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, asi tirikuenderera mberi nechirongwa, rambai muripo, vanokwanisa vanga vachitibata, takurova inonzi live streaming. Ndizvoka Gibbs.
Yeah, ujalo voi.
Nesindevere ngiti.
Konoko, live.
Yes.